Yo, what's up, sluts? Welcome to another, I know it's been a while, but podcast of R-rated gaming. You know, where we get into this little nitty-gritty of the down and the dirty of the underground gaming world. Can we take a second and just say, oh my god, to Dr. Disrespect's and Shroud's comeback, and just, whew. Gaming in general is just kind of taking this this turn for, I mean, for the better, definitely. I mean, but let's be honest here, the numbers, this is what we all want to know. We want to know, you know, what is going to entice somebody like Shroud after getting paid $30 million to come back to Twitch? And on the other hand, what did Doc really do that he doesn't want to, you know, really, I wouldn't even say admit to, because I do believe that he, sorry for sucking my teeth, guys, I know it sounds probably fucking annoying, but I'm sure, you know, he doesn't really know exactly, you know, maybe to a T, 100%, you know, why he's gotten banned in this situation. I do think, though, that he has an idea. I feel like his team definitely knows on some level, either he's had, you know, this is his third offense, this is this, or, you know, there's got to be some type of context. I mean, the contract that we all know the Dr. Disrespect has earned through Twitch and through his viewership, I mean, he proved it by when he went live again on YouTube, pulling in, I mean, near 500,000 viewers. It just, I mean, Courage did some big numbers when he went to YouTube, and I love Courage to death. He is a fantastic streamer, person, personality, just guy all around. I mean, I've never seen or heard or experienced a negative thing about Courage. He's one of those guys that kind of stays in the neutral area. Now, that does have some positives and some negative effects, but that's where Dr. Disrespect comes in, is where he, you know, is a little controversial. He kind of steps out of the boundaries a little bit. He takes chances when he needs to. I mean, he really just, you know, he pushes it. He definitely pushes it on a daily basis. And that's probably why he's my favorite streamer. Him and Tim the Tap Man are by far, entertaining-wise, my favorite. Now, when it comes to, you know, actual gameplay, nobody better than Shroud. Organizations, I'm gonna have to give that to Nadeshot and 100 Thieves. I mean, God, what they're doing in the compound and the teams and constantly doing new, you know, new clothing lines, new merchandise, new. I mean, these guys are. You look back, probably what, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even. I mean, gamers. You were. I mean, just to hear them win a competition, $100,000 or this or that. You know, playing video games was really probably one of those like mind-blowing things to turn around 5 years later. People like Ninja and Shroud are just racking it in. 30 million, 60 million. I mean, these aren't confirmed numbers. These are just what I've heard. And I've heard them very consistently. So I wouldn't bet my life on it, but I'm pretty sure. I'm 85% sure. Those are around the numbers, if not the numbers. And just to know that people like that, who play video games, and granted, now Shroud is, you know, he's got the dry sense of humor, he's, I mean, he could be a little crazy, I wouldn't even say crazy, I was gonna say crazy boring, but he's not. Like, that's the thing, is he's got one of those things where he's, alright, let's put it this way, okay, so like a fighter. Okay, well, that's kind of an easy way to understand. You're playing video game, you play UFC, stats-wise. Shroud is all attack. I mean, you know, that's the guy that, if I if somebody was ever like, listen, you could play in a the biggest tournament, and it could be any game, any first person fucking shooter game, and that's, you know, you get to pick one guy as your partner to play with you through that. Who do you pick? I mean, I'm not even gonna hesitate. I'm Shrap. You know, and if they're like, okay, if you know, you can hang out with one person, personality wise, I would say Doc is pretty well balanced. Same with Tim. I think that's why I like them so much. Is like, Doc, you know, Doc has that. He almost has that bad boy vibe. You know what I mean? He says what we're all thinking. He rages when we all know we want to rage. He doesn't stand for anybody's shit. And, oh God, he's so cocky. And it's the fucking best, man. Because I feel like that's him. Like, in the inside. You know what I mean? Like, that's who he's always. That's almost like when Guy is Dr. Disrespect, it's almost, it's Guy with no limits, no filter. It's fucking, you know, Guy drives your normal fucking good on fuel car during the day. Nighttime hits, throws on the glasses, puts the wig on, combs the mustache, you know, hits the Aventador, turns it on, warms it up, and all of a sudden he's shitting on everybody, and he's good. He is good. I wouldn't say he's the best in the arena. Like I said, fucking Shroud is like superhuman. But he would give, I mean, he does pretty well. Definitely does pretty well. I feel like I kind of got a little off topic there, a little rant. Shit. On the other hand, let me catch my breath here. On the other hand, you have Shroud pulling in record-breaking numbers, coming back to Twitch. The man had 16,000 subs, mind you. 16,000 subs now. We say, like, what? We give, like, a minimum $4.99 a sub. I think they get half that. Or Twitch takes, like, a dollar something from that $4.99, I believe. I think it's going to be half and half. But with Shroud, I mean, he could, you know, his contract with Twitch could be more on the lines of, you know, I want my first 100,000 subscribers to be all mine. I want, you know, this is, when you're that guy, I mean, and you just went from Mixer, who paid you out $30 million for a contract, you barely had to even, I mean, dabble in, like, fuck, it almost feels like they knew, you know, it's almost like a too good to be true kind of thing, which is crazy because, you know, it played out so perfect for the both of them that it almost, like I said, it almost feels like it was planned. Like, shit, they both sat back. They weren't doing great. I mean, for Mixer, they were doing good. Let's be honest here. Like, they pulled in some numbers for a platform that wasn't crazy, crazy, you know. It wasn't, I don't even know how to, the phrase of words to use in this situation. It was almost like Mixer dipped its toes into the field, you know? It was like, all right, let's try this out. And I'll be honest, I streamed on Mixer for a little bit. It was cool. It almost was a little bit easier, a little more dumbed down. It's like having an Android where you can, like, alter shit and switch shit and, you know, download outside sources and all this. And then you have, you know, we'll say like Android is like Twitch, where you have all these options to, you know, switch this, switch that, whatever. And then you go to Mixer, and it's almost simplified. Like, you can do just as much with an iPhone. I mean, you know, some features even more. But it's just, it's an easier, it was a more familiar, I shouldn't even say easier, it's a more familiar program to run through. You know, when I first got on Twitch, I think the most difficult part was figuring out what you wanted to do to make yourself eye-catching. You know? So it's like, for those guys to jump, I don't want to get too far off topic here, because I always end up doing that. I go down this like fucking rabbit hole and I just start digging around and I fuck it all up. And of course, like, I'm smoking, so like, I'm going to get a little off topic here and there. I'm just going to get right back to the topic at hand, okay? Doc. Almost a half a million viewers on YouTube. Shroud. Half a million viewers on Twitch. Now, or I should say almost as well. I believe that Doc made a statement to a newscasting, not a newscasting, but it's like a channel on YouTube that I watch. I'm sorry, but I cannot remember the name for it. And he DM'd the host of that show and just kind of made a cocky comment, you know, like he does. He spices things up, drops a little, you know, little fucking aggressiveness in there. It's a little speed, a little momentum, you know. And he says, I'm trying to remember the exact words here. I read it like real quick on break at work earlier. He basically said along the lines is like close but not close enough. Like, oh yeah, you know, he did do some big numbers but not the biggest. As in like, yeah, like my numbers were a little bit bigger, or mine were bigger definitely, whatever the case would be, but either way he took the jab. Which is cool because like Shroud's like the one guy that I feel like Doc is able to really like bounce his personality off. Him and Tim, for sure. I mean, that's honestly, I think that would be, I think the worst thing is the fact that Doc and Tim can't play anymore. Just Timmy Tenders, like, fucking, I mean, him and Doc were like great. I think they would be like friends in real life. Because like Tim's so laid back where like he doesn't take Doc's like cocky, smart ass jokes to like heart. Like, He knows that like Doc is just Doc. Like, he's playing a character. He's just goofing around, you know. And I strongly believe whatever the rumors are with Doc and why the whole Twitch issue, you know, occurred, I think that at the end of the day, if it was something legit, like serious, or you know, I don't know. I mean, I know long time ago when he had that whole controversy that he came out about how he slept with a fellow streamer, I believe it was. And, don't quote me on that, but I think that's what it was off the top of my head. I don't think YouTube would turn around and bring him on board. Now, if he just was like, made a statement on Twitch, like, hey, I'm, of course I hit the mic. He made a statement on Twitch or something, or on Twitter, I mean, and was like, you know, I'm sorry, something along the lines of I'm not streaming any longer, that I will, you know, I'm retiring as of today. That's when I'd be like, yeah, Doc definitely crossed the line or did something insane, because a company like YouTube, you know, who, let's be, Dave Dobrik, Logan Paul, fucking Jake Paul, like, there's so many, like, Jeffree Star, there's so many people out there that are just YouTube stars, like, they got famous on YouTube, so that means that, like, they got so many views, and let's be honest here, even if they monetize their views, their real money lies in sponsorships, advertisements, commercials, stuff like that. That's why I'm gonna break a little off topic here, but that's what people don't realize with YouTube, and I feel like that's where Doc made like a great play, and that honestly another like big I think YouTube is definitely going to kill it in the long run. Like Twitch does well, it's just gonna be like Fortnite. Like Fortnite was huge thing for like how many years, and now like I don't fucking ever see it. It's all Call of Duty Warzone now, and like great. You know what the best thing about Call of Duty Warzone is? Is it's not gonna last 4 years. Like, I'm glad Fortnite did its thing and it turned out to be a great game, but hey, fucking long. Okay? It got fucking boring. After, like, okay, the cool little, like, transitions thing, the best thing they could have fucking did was turn around and fucking they don't even have to partner. They do, like, do, like, exclusive, like, okay, every time you want to do, like, a, like, I want them to design the transitions to the new seasons for Call of Duty. Just the idea. Like, let us develop the idea, and then your guy, your graphic designers, all those guys can then turn around and make it, like, you know, in that sequence. But however they're fucking doing these goddamn transitions and these, you know, into the new seasons is what's, like, it's fucking holding on to that fucking dead rabbit, dude. That limp dick, dude. Like, you're just fucking, you're holding on, and you just gotta let it go. Just fucking let it go. It's fucking, it's done. It's ran its course, and it's okay. Like, if anything, take what Fortnite did, and you just, like, tweak it into something else. I mean, I think, Hyperscape, I think, is the one that just came out, and I'm currently downloading. And it's like, those games are cool. Like, I haven't played Fortnite in probably a year. And, okay. Like, I hop on YouTube, and I just watch, like, whoever's video pops up first with, like, the new season shit. I don't even watch it all. I just see, like, oh, like, what's next? Like, it's almost like a new Avengers movie. It's like, okay, so what cool, like, new shit is gonna happen? And then some shit happens, and you're just like, what the fuck? Like, the robot. What the fuck? I just had a bug hit me right in the ear. When they had the robot fight the fucking whatever. Where'd it go? Oh, it's bugging me out. When the robot fought that fucking alien. When that shit happened, like, that was cool. The big wave was cool. The bomb thing, or no, it was an asteroid. I'm sorry, the asteroid thing, like, that shit was cool. But not really about Call of Duty transitions. Like, I see it and I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe it's a new map. Like, Call of Duty's been doing that. Like, yeah, they made a video and stuff for it, but it wasn't that cool. Anyways, back to the YouTube thing. You don't realize that, like, people like Ninja, why I considered it to be such a big deal is strictly because, come on, it's strictly because signing to that contract was insane. Absolutely insane. I mean, the amount of money he gets paid from fucking Adidas. Did I say Nike? Yeah, it's Adidas. He definitely gets it. Yeah. And it's just insane. I can't believe it. That's where his money is. I mean, I'm sure he gets, like, pretty good money for streaming and all that other fucking shit, but goddamn, dude. Like, when he did that, and then his, what was the other thing? The Sports Illustrated shit on that magazine? You know how much you got paid to be on that magazine? Fucking lot. A fucking lot. Dude, like a buttload. And it's like, to fucking pull in that is fucking insane. Absolutely insane. But yeah, I mean, you gotta fucking, that's just the streaming game. But like I said, this is where Doc and, like, Jeffree Star, like, those guys, like, Doc was on, like, a fucking, a commercial. Like, I've seen Ninja on, like, okay, so he's done, like, what, Android? Which, he has a fucking iPhone. So, like, it doesn't even really matter. My dog keeps wanting to come in and out. What are you doing, dude? He's pawing at the fucking... Sorry, guys. It's fucking insane. He's just gonna sit at the door. I wish you guys could see it. I wish I had a cam for this podcast, but I do not. Not yet. I mean, who fucking knows? God. I gotta stop buying shit and then selling shit. It's terrible. It's just such a terrible habit. You know, and I find myself doing that, like, all the time. What was it? Like, I bought an Xbox for a while, played. And, yo, oh my god, I just realized it's the same excuse every time. Well, half, I guess. I use it, and then I combined it almost with another excuse. So, like, I'll say to myself, like, oh, like, either I'll say I don't play it, or my best excuse is I don't have any friends to play with on. And it's like, why did you buy it then? You know? And I don't have an answer. And then I'm like, oh, well, I got this, so then I can use that towards this. And then fucking it just goes to, like, being lazy, eating out, spending it on, like, renting a bunch of different movies. Like, I just, it's just, it, like I said, terrible habit. Terrible fucking habit. But yeah, so Doc, YouTube, Shroud, Twitch, high as fuck. Yeah, it's crazy. I really can't believe it. What new games came out? Oh, Rogue Company. He did a thing with he did that thing too with Rogue Company. He tweeted at them to design a map, and when he, like, sent them that, they actually sent something back, if I remember correctly, which is super, super dope. I mean, I can't believe, like, because he's done that before with other games, and they've never said anything. So it's, like, to see them actually respond and, like, that could be dope. That would definitely be dope. I mean, yeah, it's just, I mean, you know, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, so Doc was on fucking, Ninja was on Android, Adidas, something else, I believe, and, but when Doc was in, Rogcat, or something, whatever the keyboard fucking name is, what is that? I gotta look it up, dude. Dr. Disrespect. That's what he should have, like an English accent. Dr. Disrespect. Yo, why is it that 2020 turned into, I like to win a fair game, this is not starting tomorrow, and this is not. Oh, I like read it into one complete sentence when it clearly was two separate sentences. So yeah, like he just fucking, everybody's doing these brand changes. Like a brand revamp. People are transitioning fucking platforms, and it's just, they're rebranding. Tim's moving to Florida. I believe Doc lives in like fucking Ohio or some weird shit, I think. No, maybe he lives in California. It's a possibility that he just lives in California, and I'm just misinformed. So like he's getting, like, just on Instagram alone, 27. Where's his, I wonder how much his first video actually bagged. 500,000 views. 367, that's how you finish your game. This was June 17th. I forget when he got banned. June 3rd, June 2nd. This is May. Oh, when Tim fucking caught Doc. Yo. There are some throwbacks, man. If you go back on Doc's page, he posts like every other day or so. They catch Doc like literally in the background in fucking like headset glasses. It could be one of the best things I've ever seen.